Today's SWAPA number is 28 million. That's the amount of money pilots pay into the SWAPA offered STD and LTD plans per year. While these plans keep our pilots covered in case of disability, they are fully funded by the pilot group and administered by SWAPA.
With SWAPA benefits open enrollment quickly approaching, today we're going to talk with benefits chair Brent Wiesner and NC's benefits expert Damien Jeanette about all the SWAPA provided benefits, how to pick the plan that's best for you, and what the expectations are as far as benefits in Contract 2020.
I'm Amy Robinson.
And I'm Kurt Heidemann, and here's our interview with Brent and Damien.
So what are the different plans offered by Southwest Airlines and SWAPA?
Pilots earn sick time, which is obviously provided by Southwest Airlines, and they also earn loss of license once they come off probation. Now, there's some limitations on the sick time and loss of license because they time out. So therefore, SWAPA has a short-term disability plan and a long-term disability plan that pick up the slack.
When you say pick up the slack, Brent, what do you mean? What doesn't the loss of license provide our pilots that our LTD does provide?
So the Southwest Airlines loss of license plan, every pilot is automatically enrolled in it once you come off probation, the following month that you come off probation. And all it provides you is up to 60% of your pre-disability earning, but the maximum benefit is $11,500. And so it also stops at the max benefit duration. So if you've been here less than 10 years, the loss of license benefit will only pay you 5 years. And then if you've been here 20 years, it'll pay you for 10 years. So it doesn't always take you to 65. So that's why the long-term disability plan comes into play. And it not only provides you more than $11,500, it also takes you to 65.
Is that for every type of disability or are there exclusions to that?
There are exclusions on the long-term disability plan and the loss of license plan. So any alcohol or mental or drug addiction, both the loss of license and the long-term disability plan only pay 18 months.
And you mentioned it, but just spell it out. Clarify for me. I think when we're talking about loss of license, the duration of that is basically half of your longevity. Is that how it works?
Yes, that is correct.
With a minimum
of 5 years.
Period. Okay, thanks.
And to go along with what you just were talking about, you were talking about the slack, right? The LTD, the SWAPA LTD plan. You need to think about the loss of license. The pilot's not eligible for the first year, the probationary year. They're not eligible to be in the plan. So the LTD plan, correct, at all. So the SWAPA LTD plan protects, you know, the pilot just coming on property for that first year. They get a limited 3 year duration, but they do get a benefit through the SWAPA LTD plan. But like what Brent was just talking about, the back end coverage, right? I'll give you an example. Let's say you're 43 years old. You go through all your benefit. You've been here. Let's just say 5 years, right? You're going to have a very long, almost 15-year term of no coverage from the Southwest loss of license plan. So you could have 15 years that you get nothing from the company, but you are covered by the SWAPA LTD plan. But of course, upcoming negotiations, that's one thing we're really focusing on.
So Brent, are there changes to the long-term disability plans?
There are two big changes to the long-term disability plans. The benefit is increasing from $12,500 per month to $13,500 per month, but the premiums are going up as well. So it's going to $1.46 per $100 that we fly. So the maximum premium a pilot would pay for long-term disability every month is $295.64.
How do the pilots verify if they have the long-term disability plan?
The only way a pilot currently can tell whether they have which short-term disability plan they have or if they have long-term disability or not is looking on their most recent 20th paycheck. You should see pilot STD and pilot LTD. And depending on which or how much money you're spending on short-term disability will determine whether you're on A or B.
Okay, so you're talking about STD in addition to LTD, the short-term disability. What are those two plans, and which would be preferable for a pilot over the other?
So there's a short-term disability plan A and a short-term disability plan B. Short-term disability plan A allows you to receive the short-term disability benefit while you're also burning your sick time after the 30-day elimination period. Short-term disability plan B makes you exhaust your sick time and also go through the 30-day elimination period before the benefit starts to pay you. And both plans, no matter when the short-term disability plan starts, pays you for 22 weeks.
So what's the cost differential between the two?
So in January of 2022, short-term disability plan A will cost you $106.21, and short-term disability plan B will cost you $67.74 per month.
Is it a rate difference from 2021 rates?
There is a slight rate increase from 2021 to 2022. And that rate increase you can also see is because of the benefit increase as well. It's going from $1,364 a week to $1,500 a week.
Brent, you mentioned STD A and B, but currently we also have the CASD option, right? The California option. Is that available next year?
The California short-term disability options will no longer be available in January of 2022 and going forward. So any pilot that is currently enrolled in the short-term disability California option A will be automatically enrolled in the normal A. And then anyone in California STD B will be automatically enrolled in B during open enrollment. If the pilot makes no elections, if they want to make an election, obviously, whatever election they make will take effect January 1st.
And why did we do away with those plans?
The CASD, we decided to take that away as an option when we were doing a request for proposal process that we did this back in April. And one of the main reasons is when we originally brought these plans on in 2018, Oakland was still a relatively small base. There was no LA base. A couple of people were going in and out of Oakland. So administratively, it wasn't too burdensome on SWAPA to keep up with all those changes. Now, since, Oakland has been flipped to a full ETOPS and we have LA, of course, it's just a lot of influx of people going in and out. And administratively, it was just too burdensome for us.
Now, speaking about a little further about STD, Damien, you're talking about that, filling in the gaps, or actually both plans, SWAP plans, filling in the gaps. Explain how STD fills in the gap on the front end if LTD works on the back end.
Yeah, so the average sick bank of somebody actually going on loss of license is about 350. It's between 300 to 350 trips in their sick bank. So you have to calculate the artificial last day pay. That's when your benefits start for your loss of license. But the minimum is 180 days. So you take that sick bank. Sorry, going back to the original. Go back to the sick bank, divide it by 95. That's how many months you have to wait till you're on receive loss of license benefits. But the minimum is 180 days. So with that 180 days, most people have about a 2 to 3 month window where they are not receiving any kind of income because they're waiting for that elimination period on the loss of license. So that's one of the reasons of having the STD plan is to give you some kind of income replacement on the front end. All right. So obviously there's two choices. It's STD A is just a 30-day elimination period. Doesn't matter what your sick bank is. And B, of course, is your 30-day elimination plus the exhaustion of your sick bank.
So Damien, you're talking about the artificial last day paid calculation, and you alluded to it, but correct me, it's 95 trips for sick bank. Is that per month?
Yeah, sick bank divided by 95. And that tells you how many months. And of course, the minimum is 180 days or six.
Or 6 months. Okay. So six times 95, you're working out to just a little bit below 600 TFP sick bank. Is that sort of a good break point for our listeners to consider?
Well, I hate to generalize it because every situation is different and every person's, situation has different circumstances, right?
Sure.
So generally don't like to give advice on this, but the one thing I can say is if you choose the B, you have to exhaust all of your benefits before you start receiving LTD benefits. So if you have a really large sick bank, and you have STDB, you have to use all of your sick bank before you can receive $1 from the STD plan. And then you have to exhaust that for 22 weeks before you start receiving LTD money.
So that could be 16 months, say 17 months almost would be the maximum if you had a maxed out sick bank, huh?
Right, right. And that's where you need to be careful. I'm kind of the feeling if you're between three, if you're below 400, we'll say, STDB may be something you want to look at. But once again, it all depends on your circumstances.
But I would actually say that anyone over 200 sick trips should really think about flipping into short-term disability plan A, because by the end of the year, they're going to have 300 to 350, and they're going to wish they had A, just from talking to pilots that have chosen B to save a dollar every month, and now they're paying the price for it when they go out on disability and need the money the most.
And that's a theme too. Saving money now, but wanting it on the when the disability event happens. Can you speak to that in terms of tax-free LOL versus taxable LOL?
When a pilot comes off of probation, they're automatically enrolled in the taxable version of loss of license. And the first opportunity that a pilot gets to switch to the non-taxable option for loss of license is during the SWA medical open enrollment. So if you looked at the disability calculator on the SWAPA website, you'll see that a pilot that receives $11,500 tax-free is making about $3,000-ish more dollars than a pilot that is receiving the loss of license benefit taxable. So while you're paying just a little bit of tax every month to receive that benefit tax-free, in 1 month of receiving $11,500 tax-free, you get all that money back when you need it and when you're out on disability.
One of the things we've talked a lot about recently is people who are new. Are there options for short-term disability for new hires?
All new hires are automatically enrolled in short-term disability plan A and long-term disability. And that's part of the gap that's being covered, because obviously a new hire doesn't have any sick time. They have to accrue it as they're flying their trips, and they also don't have loss of license. So the short-term disability and the long-term disability plans provided by SWAPA and MetLife cover that gap.
So Brent, walk us through what would happen to a pilot if he went out on disability.
So just earlier today, I got a phone call from a pilot that had a problem with his heart, and he's going out on disability, and he has 300 sick trips. So he has short-term disability plan A. So there's a 30-day elimination period. So for the next 30 days, he'll use just his sick time. Whatever's on his board will be pulled. And then after that, he will do what we call paper bidding. He'll tell his chief pilot that he wants to burn anywhere between 47.5 to 105 sick trips. And then he'll also receive the short-term disability benefit of $1,500 if we are doing this in January of 2022. And that short-term disability benefit is going to last 22 weeks. And that whole time, he's also burning through his sick time. So he chose to use 47.5 sick trips so that he could draw out his sick time longer, which benefits him because he's also accruing vacation for next year. He's getting NEC off of it, and also 401k matching, or 401k is pulled out of it. So if he stays out longer than those 6 months, then loss of license will kick in. Loss of license is going to pay him 60% of his pre-disability earning. So he is a high-flying captain. So he'll tap out at $11,500 for loss of license. He elected during SWA medical open enrollment years ago to be in the non-taxable version. So he'll receive that $11,500 tax-free. And then, assuming this was in January 2022, long-term disability would actually put in another $2,000. So he'll receive $13,500 tax-free every month until he returns. Now, he's been here 20 years, so after 10 years, loss of license is going to go away. And if he's still not back, then long-term disability is going to pay him that $13,500 tax-free every month until he turns 65.
So any pilots who are out on XTO as of October 1, can they still make changes, or what if they come back after October 1?
All pilots that are being recalled from EXTO before the end of the year can make changes to their short-term and long-term disability plans. So open enrollment is October 4th through the 15th. And we have a big group of pilots being recalled from EXTO the 1st of October. So all of those pilots will be able to make changes during this open enrollment.
And what happens if there's any leftovers that don't come back before the end of the year? What if they're not scheduled to come back till 2022?
So when EXTO pilots return, no matter when they return, they actually have a 60-day window from the date that they're recalled to make changes to their short-term and long-term disability. And so we do many open enrollments every time a EXTO group is recalled.
Talk to us a little bit about VLOL. I know we don't really have much out on that. Explain what it is to pilots and what the premiums and things are.
The voluntary loss of license plan was brought to SWAPA pilots because 66 and two-thirds of the pre-disability earning was north of the $11,500 that loss of license pays us, and it's north of the $12,500 that long-term disability pays us. So when the voluntary loss of license plan was originally introduced to the pilot group, you are able to insure your income, your NEC, and your profit sharing, and you could actually get 75% of that. Well, if you look at the frequently asked question documents now that Peterson International is offering, it's drastically changed. And the premiums have changed, the benefit has changed, and what you can insure has changed. So now you can only get 66 and two-thirds of your pre-disability earning. They look at your last 2 years, and they do not include the NEC and the profit sharing. So if you start looking at this plan going into 2022, and a lot of y'all are renewing them now, you have to see how much money you need north of $13,500 and see if the voluntary loss of license plan still makes sense to you.
In addition to changing some of the coverage items like NEC and profit sharing, did they change the rates? Is it a change in the premium rates as well?
The rates have changed and they've increased, and it depends on your age and how much money you make, which obviously you put into their calculator. So during our open enrollment from the 4th to the 15th of October, the voluntary loss of license will also have its open enrollment at the same time, and Peterson International will be sending out a link that anyone can go and look on their rates for that.
But that VLOL is a separate function from the SWAPA open enrollment, right? It just happens to be at the same time, but they're different things.
That is a true statement. The voluntary loss of license open enrollment usually coincides with our open enrollment to make it easy on our pilots, but it does not go through Southwest Airlines and it does not go through SWAPA. If you sign up for that plan, it's like getting an outside life insurance policy. It's between you and Peterson International, and they'll take your bank account number or your credit card for the premiums. One other big difference between the voluntary loss of license and these other plans is the short-term disability, the long-term disability changes that you make take effect the 1st of January. But voluntary loss of license, once they get your first premium, that plan takes effect.
So it's immediate as opposed to in January.
Yes, ma'am.
So Damien, let's talk a little bit about negotiations for contract 2020. You're kind of the expert on benefits there. What are some of the highlights you're looking to accomplish with that?
Well, the biggest ask, of course, in my opinion, would be to have Southwest cover that pilot all the way to age 65. So picking up the slack, as we said in the very beginning, not only in the back end to age 65, but also the front end. So a shorter elimination period for either the loss of license program or in our proposal, it's a new design of a LTD plan that looks very similar to our MetLife plan today. So those are the big pieces. And of course, the amount. Today, the SWAPA LTD plan is 66 and two-thirds, and on 1-1 of 22, it will be $13,500 a month, and so more is always better, and so that's obviously in our ask, and also why we've rolled that out to the pilot group for the new LTD plan.
All right, Damien, in addition to the disability coverage that we're working on in contract 2020, what are some other highlights of the benefits section in particular?
Well, disability specific, of course, you're always looking for what we're looking for is in the enhancement to the income replacement. But we also need medical replacement because right now, you know, you only have the Southwest supplemental medical plan for 2 years. Then you go into the VEBA, which of course, you know, SWAPA is having to fill that gap. So the ask, of course, is for Southwest to carry you all the way to age 65, not only in income replacement, but and also in medical replacement. But of course, the other big piece is retirement replacement. So if you got on disability now, you have no, you have limited income, you have somewhat limited medical, but you also have no retirement replacement.
Is that, that's the majority of the benefits package that we're looking for in Contract 2020?
Well, that's some of it. Of course, for the other piece would be the current medical plans, enhancing the Benefits Plus plans that we currently have, things like the HSA enhancements. So all together, all of the benefits are looking to be enhanced today. And of course, the regular plan to stay as is, no changes, things like that.
Now, the regular plan is actually the only medical plan that pilots have that's contractual. So the company can't change that currently?
That's correct. They can't change the plan design or obviously no premiums. They can't go out and charge any kind of COVID surcharge like Delta is recommending that or that Delta is doing next year in their open enrollment. So, yes, they can't change anything. Both medical plan, RX and dental all have to stay the same.
And so the regular plan, from what I understand, is actually growing in popularity among the pilots. So is that something that SWAPA plans on preserving?
Absolutely. We're going to preserve it. And you're right. It is becoming more and more popular through at least through 2016. We've seen a huge increase from about 15% participation to almost half now.
And what do you attribute that change to?
I mean, it's a good plan. Obviously, low deductible and no premiums and your out of pocket max at $2,500. And that's looking at both the medical and the RX side of the house. That's very impressive and plan design is good. But the other part of it, too, is we have a phenomenal support system here at SWAPA with Kerry Hunt, because whenever somebody runs into an issue, we always recommend that they go talk to Kerry. And Kerry is has a very high acceptance rate as far as being able to overturn issues and giving, we call it a white glove customer service. She's phenomenal with that. And she's really helping the fight and keeping the plan design the same as it is today.
Brent, Damian just mentioned Kerry Hunt. Can you explain a little bit more about who she is and what she does for SWAPA?
So Kerry Hunt works for a company called Resolute Healthcare, and she gets involved when pilots have explanation of benefits that don't make sense, meaning that they're being charged way more than they thought they were going to be charged. Because a lot of times when you go have surgery, you might have three or four doctors actually touching you at some point and obviously billing you separately. And so what Kerry will do is take that explanation of benefits and work with you on appealing it and fighting for you with United Healthcare currently and the company if need be. And she holds your hand through that process from beginning to end. So a lot of times when pilots have family members that are going to get major surgeries, we usually encourage them to contact her beforehand, because getting the ball rolling with her before surgery or a major medical expense, it really pays dividends down the road.
Where can our pilots find like most of the information on these disability plans?
All the information on the disability plans can be found on the SWAPA website under the Benefit Air Medical tab, and they're located under SWA benefits, which obviously is your sick time and loss of license. And then there's the SWAPA disability plans, which are the short-term disability and long-term disability. And there's also voluntary loss of license on there as well.
As one last follow-up, obviously the biggest push in this entire podcast is open enrollment. So one more time, tell pilots why and when open enrollment is.
Open enrollment for SWAPA's short-term disability and long-term disability plans is October 4th through the 15th. If you do not want to change your plans, you do not have to do anything. Whatever you have this year will roll into next year. But if you want to make a change, you got to get the enrollment form in to the email at the bottom of the enrollment form that is sent to you, and we'll make the change, and it'll take effect January 1st.
Brent, will we get those forms via email, or will they come via the regular mail?
So open enrollment for the short-term and long-term disability plan, we have learned over the years that a lot of pilots do not read the emails, and some pilots don't check their mail. So Your open enrollment forms will be emailed to you on 4 October, and they will also be mailed to you by MetLife, and they should arrive in your mailbox at home by October 4th.
Can I update my information either via email or by paper mail?
Yeah, so there's an open enrollment form that you have to fill out and you have to sign, because there has to be some type of documentation that you're making a change in the plan. And then at the bottom of the open enrollment form, there's an email address. You can just take a picture of the open enrollment form once you've filled it out and signed it and send it to that email address. And then after open enrollment, you'll actually get an email confirmation with your changes that you made.
Thank you to Brent and Damian for taking the time to chat with us today about our disability plans. Before we go, please remember, if you have any feedback for us or anything you'd like to hear in the future, please drop us a line at com@swapa.org.
And finally, today's bonus number is 93. That's the percentage of pilots currently enrolled in SWAPA's disability programs. While none of us wants to consider the possibility of a serious accident or illness, those pilots are protecting their family's income in the case of a long-term disability. So please take the time to review your benefits and see if they match up to your and your family's needs during SWAPA's open enrollment October 4th through the 15th.
Southwest 40, only one to right, clear to land.
Clear to land, one through right, Southwest 40.